Baby bunting, darling one, now another day is done. May your dreams be sweet and merry. May you dream of fields and berries. Baby bunting, baby dear, baby bring your berries here. Oh, chusset, chisset, chasset, bring enough to fill your basket. Patrick's head nodded. His eyes closed, opened, slipped closed again. Enough to fill my basket, he thought, and slept in the firelight. 9. Now, my good son, whispered the cold voice in the middle of Mordred's hot and melting brains, now, go to him and make sure he never rises from his sleep. Murder him among the roses, and we'll rule together. Mordred came from hiding, the binoculars tumbling from a hand that was no longer a hand at all. As he changed, a feeling of huge confidence swept through him. In another minute, it would be done. They both slept, and there was no way he could fail. He rushed down on the camp and the sleeping men, a black nightmare on seven legs, his mouth opening and closing. 10. Somewhere, 1,000 miles away, Roland heard barking, loud and urgent, furious and savage. His exhausted mind tried to turn away from it, to blot it out and go deeper. Then there was a horrible scream of agony that awoke him in a flash. He knew that voice, even as distorted by pain as it was. Oi! He cried, leaping up. Oi! Where are you? To me! To me! There he was, twisting in the spider's grip. Both of them were clearly visible in the light of the fire. Beyond them, sitting propped against the cottonwood tree, Patrick gazed stupidly through a curtain of hair that would soon be dirty again, now that Susanna was gone. The bumbler wriggled furiously to and fro, snapping at the spider's body with foam flying from his jaws, even as Mordred bent him in a direction his back was never meant to go.